You're with Adam Steer.
Got to spend a lot of time really digging into it.
It was so rewarding.
And that's a sign that you're doing something right.
On ABC Radio Darwin and on the ABC Listen app.
So when it comes to indulging in a delicious, decadent meal, a plate of fresh produce from right here in the Territory, you can't really go past a fillet of fish straight from the water and popped into the pan. It's a meal that people doing it tough across the Territory don't get to enjoy very often. And until recently, and when the Darwin Trailer Boat Club and Food Bank NT joined forces, Peter Chandler is the acting CEO of Food Bank NT. Peter Chandler, hello. Welcome back to ABC Radio Darwin. How are you doing?
Good morning, Adam. Good morning to everybody.
It's lovely to hear from you. So the Blue Water Classic Fishing Comp happened a couple of weeks ago. What happened there?
Well, it's an amazing event to start with. I mean, with hundreds of participants from the greater Darwin area and probably further from Darwin that fish our beautiful blue waters to our northwest and east. And they actually donate all of the fish that they catch, that they weigh in, to food banks so that vulnerable people that don't or can't usually afford to eat our beautiful seafood get access to some of this food. And we had over 814 kilograms of fish processed through our warehouse over the weekend, and probably 90% of that has already gone out the door. So that's a great outcome.
We called it earlier on a world first. You reckon that's true?
Oh, let's go with that. Why not? If it's wrong, someone will correct us. But look, I do know there is no other fishing competition in Australia that donates their fish to any of the other food banks around Australia. So I certainly know it's a first for us here. So that's great.
And what sort of fish were we talking about, Peter?
We had Spanish mackerel, we had cod, we had jewfish, which I've got to say is my favourite. There's all manner, snapper, there's all manner of fish, and we had whole fish, but we had hundreds of kilograms that were also filleted for us by a local fishmonger, NT Fish Proprietary Limited. They donated their time along with our volunteers to fillet some fish and get it back here in fillets as well. But we had full fish as well as fillet, so it's fantastic.
Over 800 kilograms, in fact, 814 kilograms of freshly caught fish that have been donated to the needy. What was the response from your clients, Peter Chandler, when they, you had pre-warned them, but when they got their hands on some fresh fish?
Oh, look, they certainly look forward to this every year. And sadly, last year with the onset of COVID, the event had to be cancelled. So that was a bit of a downer last year. But when knowledge got out there that the Blue Water Classic was running again this year, I can tell you that our clients, and for people that don't realise, our clients are everyone from individuals through to other charities. So whether it's the Salvation Army, the Red Cross, Mission Australia, Catholic Care, other charities are our clients. So not only does this fish go out to just our individual clients, it also goes out to the other charity sectors. So it's a great thing. And as I said, about 90% of it had already gone out the door on Monday morning. So that's pretty good evidence of just how welcome and successful it is.
What about for you on a personal level, Peter? How did it feel handing out fish, like you're helping out the fishing comp, or the fishing comp's helping out you, and then you're handing out the fish to people that might not usually get access to such delicious protein?
Well, in previous years when I was directly involved, it was when you watch the people's faces and you see them light up when they see the type of fish and the quality fish that's donated by our fishers up here, it is amazing. Sadly, Adam, I was in hotel quarantine at Howard Springs over the weekend, and I wasn't able to help my wonderful staff and the many volunteers that helped us out this time around, but they were keeping me up to date on the phone with how things were going. And on the Monday morning, up to 90% of that fish had gone out the door. And as I said, for many, many people, I know buying some jewfish the other week, I think it cost me about $38 a kilogram to buy that jewfish for my family. and knowing that there are many families out there that just can't afford this type of quality fish, I take my hat off to not only the Trailer Boat Club, but all the fishers out there who donated not only their time, but also the fish to Food Bank. And you know what? Going to the theme of your earlier conversation today, there was zero waste.
Oh, yeah, because that's right. Because not only were the fish filleted, what happened to the fish heads?
Well, we have a great relationship with Crocodilus Park, so they were able to take them off our hands and, you know, feed a few hungry crocodiles. Oh, so yeah. Absolutely nothing went to landfill, and I think that's also a great outcome.
We're coming into Christmas, so I can't let you go without talking about this, Peter Chandler, but it's a busy time for you at Food Bank NT. How are things looking?
Look, there's no doubt that I feel anxious. I've been with Food Bank now for 4 years, and I feel anxious every year coming into this time. But, you know, we come out the other side every year because we have such wonderful Territorians. They're so generous. The corporate sector up here is so generous. And, you know, we get through it. I'm not discounting the fact that we're still anxious because we know we're going to be in need of food. We'll be in need of donations to help buy food for vulnerable people. But I have faith in the fact that, you know, we will get through because I know the generosity of Territorians will help us do that.